If you're a woman over the age of 60, it's time for you to focus on your nest egg. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. After all the financial turmoil that we have been through, are you now convinced now is the time to implement what I must call attitudinal changes in your relationship with your money? You need to do this on behalf of a comfortable retirement. First of all, we all had decided what our lifestyle in retirement was going to look like, and we were planning accordingly. And then we got knocked off of track by this thing called a recession. The way to get back on track is to continue setting money aside for retirement and now begin rethinking what it's going to look like. And here's why. We're all living longer these days. Women, on average, are living 5 years longer than men. And so we're going to need money for a longer period of time than previous generations. You also might want to scale back on taking risks with your money, while at the same time as you crunch numbers from all your income streams, you're determining that maybe you need to be a little bit more aggressive and be a little bit more risk inclined just to make up the money that you might have lost. As long as you are thinking with a plan in mind, determining best how to allocate your assets, figuring out how you can downsize your housing, those costs are big. There are other ways, though, that you can adjust your money mentality in your 60s so that you can more easily cover the living expenses and also cover the lifestyle whenever it is that you retire. Try to get back to saving more than 35% of your income for retirement. Max out on all tax-deferred retirement account options that you can. Contribute to a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. Get long-term care insurance. Update your will. Check your beneficiary designations. Please resist the urge to loan money you cannot afford to lose, including loans to family. And yes, we're all considering postponing retirement because the money we thought we have just isn't enough. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.